Grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. The text is the reading just read from the Gospel. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, so you're at the seminary. Maybe you've been here a week already in summer session one, trying to get a jump start on the first new quarter. Or maybe you're in Greek, and it's now 5 days into Greek. And you're beginning to think, this is Concordia Seminary, right? I thought maybe this is a cemetery. No, for your information, this is not Concordia Cemetery. That's downtown on Anthony Street. And if you want to visit, ask Dr. Rass to go on a tour. He just loves to go there. This is instead a seminary, a place where we plant God's word. The word itself is from Latin, which means a seed or a place to plant a seed. And that's what we do here. Here you will learn from the sower himself, Jesus Christ our Lord, how to cast God's word into the world and in the church. Here you will watch as God gives growth and gathers from all the ends of the earth, from the harvest field of souls, those who he has called to be a part of his kingdom. Here you will see that the Lord is good, and that his word does not return void, but brings forth fruit in its time and in its season. Jesus, you see, is the sower, and through us, he is the one who sows the word into the world. He does this even though he knows what is going to happen when that word goes forth into the soil. He knows that some of it will fall on the path and that Satan will snatch it away. He knows that some will take root and will spring up both in Christians and in new Christians with great joy as the word of the gospel settles in. But as times get tough and as persecution comes along, that it is simply going to wither up and dry away because it has no root. He knows that some of it will not bear fruit, even though it does take root and grow, because the cares and the riches of this world will call people away and distract them so that we will not bear the fruit he has in mind for us. And he also knows that some of it will take root and will bear fruit, and some of it magnificently, rather than the usual expected 10 or 15%, that you will get instead 60% or 100% yield out of it. This he knows, and not being discouraged, he still casts that seed broad and wide. We might think that that's kind of silly. Maybe you need some precision planting. Get out your GPS coordinates, make sure you put the thing in the right place, that you have the right fertilizer, and not waste your time on all the riffraff in the world that just simply aren't going to hear God's word anyway. You might think that he would have, if not that, just prepared the soil a little before he started, plowed it up, did some work with it, and then scattered the seed to see what would happen. But that's not the way the sower works. He takes the seed of God's word and he casts it in all directions and wildly and widely, knowing that it might not bear the fruit that he has in mind. Why would he do that? Had you ever thought about that for a second? The answer is because he loves the world, and he is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to the word of truth. And so he casts the word anyway, here and there, where it will bear fruit and where it will not, where it will take root and where it will wither and dry away. He does it because he loves us and loves the world. His word, he knows, will not return void or empty, but will bear fruit in its time, because it is, after all, God's own word, and with it goes his Holy Spirit. And where that happens, it will bear the fruit he intends for it. At the seminary, the seed is also scattered as well. And it does also come into our own lives. because God has made us his own in the waters of holy baptism, that seed will take root. But it doesn't mean that the soil in our hearts is necessarily anywhere well prepared than it is when we cast it forth for all the world to hear, in places near and far, in places on the internet, or in places where we can actually go and walk and talk and see people. That seed sometimes lands in our hearts, and we're just not ready to hear it. Even at the seminary, Satan will come in and will snatch that seed away long before it has a chance to get root. Also, sometimes the pressures of this world will take that seed from gathering its strength from the roots. You'll hear something in class or in chapel or at your fieldwork church eventually, and you'll say, wow, I'm going to do something with that. The Lord has planted it in my heart. And then, as things get rough, it will just kind of fade off the radar screen because things are more important, we think, than that little bit of word that was planted in us. Sometimes the comfort of this world will muffle out the call of God's word, where there are things we would rather perceive. Maybe we'll think Joel Osteen has a point, you know. Or maybe not. But sometimes Concordia plans and packages and pay schedules and times off can kind of get in the way of the things that God really would like to do in our hearts. And then sometimes, praise God, the comforts of this world and so forth will not get in the way, because God has promised that where his word lands, it will bear fruit. And so it is in our days, in our lives, and on the day when God calls and sends into his world his sons and daughters, sons to be pastors in his church and daughters to be deaconesses to serve in God's people, on that day that fruit will benefit all and will become obvious to all, because God's word does not return void. Why is this? Because the sower himself, like a seed, has fallen into the ground and has died and borne with us all of our sins, all of our preoccupations, all of our willingness to give in to the pressure of the world just so we can get along. All of that died with him on the cross. And when he rose again from the dead and sprung again to life, also with us, we grow with him. In his death, our sins died once and for all. And with him, we rise again from the dead. So now God's word does grow in us, and it causes us to put down roots into his word and to draw our sustenance from him, and to grow and to bear fruit for him in good works of praise to him and service to our neighbor. Now we will join him as his sowers. Soon enough, 4 years will pass, and believe, even Greek too will pass, and you will indeed pass. And the day will come when God will send you forth to join him as his sowers, to cast God's word into the field wide and broad, to look, to weed, to nourish, to help those who have responded in faith to the gospel, so that they will grow to be Christians just like us, and look forward to the day when the final harvest comes and all of us go forth with the angels to bring out of God's harvest those who have been called to faith. And when we stand in the presence of God in heaven once more, only this time forever, with all of the saints of all times and ages, to see what God has wrought, what he has harvested from his field and gathered into his barn forever and ever. Amen. Please pray a moment with me. On what has now been sown, thy blessing, Lord, bestow. Thy power is thy own to make it sprout and grow. Do thou in grace the harvest raise, and thou alone shall have the praise. Amen.